Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You can probably tell that we're getting to the end of our liturgical year, the end of ordinary time. Soon, Advent will be upon us. And as we get to the end of the liturgical year, our readings begin to speak about the end, about the fact that one day Jesus will return and there will be a judgment. And so our readings are speaking of the end, the final judgment that is to come. And it's important for us as we hear these readings to remember the fact that as Jesus talks about all of these different signs, many, many times people were sure that the time Jesus was talking about was their time. If we look throughout the history, as people reflected upon the teachings of the gospel, there have always been people who've said, well, World War II is upon us. This must be the end of the world. Well, the bubonic plague is here. Well, this is the end of the world, the end that they spoke about in Scripture. I could open up the newspaper today and walk you through all of the wars, all of the diseases, all of the difficulties, and one could easily say, he's talking about today. Now, one day, someone's going to open the newspaper and say that, and they'll be right, because Jesus will return at some time. It's part of our creed that Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. So one day, time is going to be wrapped up. And maybe Jesus is talking about us, that the things we're seeing are these signs that Jesus talks about being the end. But many people have been fooled before into thinking for sure that it was them. So what is it that Jesus is really trying to teach us today? I don't think his intention is for me to comb through the paper every day and try to figure out what day he's going to come back. I don't think that's what Jesus wants from us. I think that what Jesus is saying, particularly in our reading today, is that when we feel as if everything is falling apart, when it all seems to be crashing down around us, there's one thing that remains. Jesus said, the heavens and earth will pass away. Even heaven itself is going to be recreated. But the one thing that we can depend on is his word. But my word will never pass away. Jesus is very clear that when we're looking around and throwing up our hands and saying, what in the world is going on? It's all falling apart. Jesus wants us to know that there's one thing that remains for us, a sure and stable influence in our lives. And that's his word, his promises. I have many times in my life been surrounded by situations that seemed very dire to me. And in those moments, I have to look and see, is Jesus still on the throne? Yes, he is. okay, then he's still in control. Even though it doesn't seem to me like he still is. And this is the assurance that Jesus wants to give to us. It's all that is around us, it's all one day going to pass. Everything that we thought would stand, things don't. Nations rise and fall. Kingdoms crumble. Diseases come and diseases get cured. Whatever it is we think, this is it. None of it in the end really will last. Except the Lord Jesus and his promises. He's still on the throne, and he's still able to help us in our need. I gotta say that these last few years, they've been weird. I mean, obviously, with COVID, this has been sort of the biggest shakeup, that we had this disease and the whole world got turned upside down. Even today still, there are many precautions that we have to take because of the extent of this virus. And yet through it all, Jesus still remains the one thing upon which we can rely. Even in the church itself, if we look at the church today, there are scandals. There are divisions, bishops fighting against bishops. We don't know if any of this is going to help or hurt. In the end, his word will remain. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. And so today, I hope that if you don't get anything else out of our reflection on the word today, it is that Jesus is the one that you can trust. Jesus is the one that you can turn to. That when all else is lost, Jesus is the one who saves us. Jesus is the one who can make things right for us. It's such a beautiful, powerful teaching. Everything will pass, but his word will remain solid. It is the one thing that we can trust. And so today, we put our trust in Jesus. We do that very thing. We come to the Lord for his body and blood. We listen to his holy word proclaimed, and we say, Lord, when it's all falling apart, when we can't find anything to trust anymore, Lord, we have you. And that's exactly what he's teaching us today. He knew that every generation was going to have turmoil and would say, this is it, the world is coming to an end. But he wanted us to be assured that the one thing we can trust is the promises of Christ. And this is where our lives make sense. Because Jesus is alive, and Jesus is seated on the throne, and all of us come here because we know that he is our hope. That he is the one we can trust. Our nation may rise or fall. Our church may experience revival or more scandals. But Christ and his word will remain. Because he promised it would be so. And if we can't trust Jesus, then what in the world are we doing here? Heaven and earth are going to pass, but the word of Christ remains. We put our faith in his holy word.